Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. How was your weekend? Hopefully you had a good one. Hopefully we'll have a good week. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is October 16th, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we are starting your Monday off with a little bit of hacker news. And this goes to pretty much everybody that's out there right now. Do you use Wi-Fi? Yeah. Well, that WPA2 encryption protocol, you know that thing that protects your Wi-Fi and all that sort of things? Well, apparently, the rumor has it that's been cracked now. So, what does this mean? Well, it means that, say, there's a hacker that lives next door to you, and he could jump on your Wi-Fi network. It's going to be a lot easier for him to do it now. Now, as to be said, this was kind of long overdue. I mean, WPA2 actually came out 13 years ago. And when as to one of the day and age that we're living in right now, what took it so long? There is some good news, though. That is if the Wi-Fi router that you have will actually feed you an update. Most mainstream router manufacturers now are aware of the hack and are currently sending out a security update. So you might want to hop onto your router's official website somewhere and see if they have one in place for you. Speaking of privacy, are you a OnePlus user? Yeah, I'm talking about the phone. And that's something you really haven't had much of if you've been using one of these devices. Yes, OnePlus has came clean over the weekend saying that, yeah, they've been collecting some data on you. This actually all started with a few rumors last week, and then it suddenly built up to one big, huge news story. Now OnePlus says, yeah, we've been collecting a lot of identifiable information on people that use our phones. Now the company says they have vowed to give users the ability to opt out of data collection if they want to. In their official statement, they said all OnePlus phones running Oxygen OS will have a prompt in the setup wizard that will ask users if they want to join our user experience program. That's the program where you basically give your entire life away on your phone to them. Mind you, you did hear me correctly at the end of August that they'll be rolling this out. And they also didn't really give any indication of what they're going to do with the data they have already. Most users are saying, whatever you have, it should be destroyed, and I want to know what you've got on me. OnePlus hasn't really said anything regarding that. Now we might know why their phones are so inexpensive, huh? And finally, now, I don't know if we've gotten this lazy or not. I never thought it was too difficult to control a Chromecast, but if it is for you, Google Assistant can now do it for you. According to the folks over there at Android Police, they said the mobile app can now do that for you. And if you got Chromecast all over your house, no problem. So what are the little features that it can do for you now? Well, you can tell it to adjust the volume. You can skip tracks of music that you're playing. You can even repeat stuff. You can even tell the assistant, say you're watching a program in one room, and then say, yeah, I want to watch it in the bedroom. It'll automatically do it for you. Now, from what we hear, this is kind of limited right now, meaning the update hasn't pushed out everywhere. So you might have to give this a few days before you do get the update before you can try out the new feature. So that means in the meantime, yeah, you're going to have to use a little more effort. Sorry. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website for the podcast, the blog, reviews, so much stuff on over there. Why don't you go on and check it out for yourself? Of course, we're also on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. We're also on Twitter at British Tech. I'm also on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And of course, there's our Slack room with our BTN community. If you're not a part of it, you really should be. You can just do that simply by going to BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Tuesday, hopefully with a hell of a lot more news. Regardless of whatever the news will be, we'll be getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a glorious Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.